Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're hitting the road and taking a closer look at Mercedes-Benz.
Oh yeah.
Specifically, what it takes to own one of these luxury cars right here in the great state of Texas.
Right?
We've got this fantastic article from Autoscope Dallas, and we're going to break down everything.
Sounds good.
From engines and tires to tech, and of course, that Texas heat.
You know, it's interesting when you think Mercedes-Benz. A lot of people just think luxury, but there's this whole other side to the story.
Oh, really?
It's their durability, especially for Texas drivers.
Okay, I'm intrigued. When I think Texas, I'm picturing like wide open highways and scorching heat and, you know, maybe a few off-road adventures just for fun.
Right.
Can a Mercedes really handle all of that?
Oh, absolutely. This article goes deep into how these vehicles are built to last. We're talking advanced German engineering, rigorous quality standards during manufacturing, and then on top of that, you've got regular maintenance.
So it's not just about how it rolls off the lot. It's about keeping up with it over time.
Exactly right. And here's a fun fact. Mercedes can actually last way longer than a lot of cars, sometimes even hitting 200,000 miles or more.
Wow. Okay, so we're talking serious mileage here.
Yeah.
I mean, in Texas terms, that's like driving the entire perimeter of the state like five times over.
Yeah, you're looking at a lot of road trips there.
That's impressive. But let's face it, Texas throws some serious challenges at cars.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, that heat alone can be brutal.
It's no joke. The article talks about how that extreme heat can really affect everything from the tires and the rubber components to even your car's battery.
Oh, wow. I never thought about that.
Yeah, just think about constantly being under that Texas sun. It takes a toll. It's like leaving your car in a slow cooker all the time.
Okay, that's a visual I'm not going to forget. So what can you do to protect your Mercedes from basically turning into Texas toast?
Well, first things first, you've got to stay on top of those AC and cooling system checks.
Makes sense.
And it's not just about staying cool. It's about preventing some serious damage to your car. And speaking of Texas-sized challenges, let's not forget those crazy road conditions. We've got everything from bumpy city streets to those long stretches of open highway.
Oh, yeah. I'm picturing like potholes in Dallas and then those never-ending stretches of I-10.
Exactly. That's why the article really emphasizes tire and alignment monitoring. You want to make sure your car can handle all of that, whether you're cruising down to the coast or heading out west.
Okay, so we've got this picture of a well-built car taking on the Texas elements. But even with the best engineering, things can still go wrong, right?
It's true. No car is invincible.
So what are we talking about? What kind of issues can pop up even with a Mercedes?
Well, the article mentions a few things that can happen, like electrical malfunctions, suspension problems, and sometimes even transmission hiccups.
Okay, now those suspension problems, I've heard some things about Mercedes' airmatic system. What's so special about that, and what should Texas drivers keep in mind?
Oh, the airmatic system is pretty cool. Instead of using traditional steel springs, it uses these air-filled chambers to adjust the ride height and firmness.
So it's like having a cloud for your suspension.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It gives you an incredibly smooth ride, it adapts to different road conditions, and can even lower the car for better aerodynamics when you're on the highway.
So it's like having a luxury SUV that can transform into a sports car on demand. That's amazing.
Exactly. But here's the thing, because it's more complex, maintaining it in Texas means you've got to be a little more careful.
Right.
That extreme heat and all that dust we get can really impact those air chambers and sensors. So regular inspections and servicing are key.
So it's kind of a trade-off. You get this super smooth ride and all that adaptability, but you got to be extra diligent about keeping it in top shape, especially with that Texas heat.
Yeah, exactly. Now, as for those electrical malfunctions and transmission problems, they can sound scary.
Yeah, a little bit.
But the good news is a lot of those issues are totally preventable with the right kind of maintenance. It's like knowing your car's weaknesses and just staying ahead of the game.
I like that approach. So it's like you wouldn't run a marathon without stretching and training first.
Exactly. It's the same idea.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so we're being proactive with the maintenance. But even with the best care, cars do age.
That's true.
What about depreciation? Luxury cars are notorious for losing their value pretty quickly.
That's actually a common misconception. Mercedes holds its value surprisingly well compared to a lot of other luxury brands. It's one of the reasons why long-term, they can actually be a smart investment.
Interesting. So choosing the right model can help you keep more of that value down the road.
Absolutely. The article specifically mentions the E-Class and the GLC as having a really strong resale value.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't just be about the model, right? What else affects how well a Mercedes keeps its value as it gets older? And we're talking Texas here, and that sun can be brutal.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Those meticulous maintenance records are crucial.
Okay.
It's like a health record for your car. When you're ready to sell or trade it in, potential buyers want to see proof that you've taken good care of it.
So keep those receipts. Every oil change, every tire rotation, it all adds up.
It really does. And don't forget about protecting that interior from UV damage. Think faded leather, cracked dashboards, all those things that scream, this car has seen way too much Texas sun.
Okay, that makes sense. So investing in some UV-resistant window tints and using leather conditioner can really make a difference.
Oh, yeah. Huge difference.
Okay, so we've covered the strengths. We've talked about the Texas challenges and how to keep things running smoothly.
Right.
But now let's talk tech, because Mercedes is known for having some pretty cutting-edge features.
Oh, this is where things get fun. Mercedes is packed with all these driver assistance systems, or AD as the article calls them.
Okay.
We're talking adaptive cruise control, lane keeping, assist, all those things that make driving safer and honestly more enjoyable.
But with more tech comes more potential problems, right? Like, I've heard these systems can be kind of finicky and expensive to fix.
Well, like with any kind of advanced technology, these systems sometimes need specialized maintenance.
Okay.
The article really emphasizes how important calibration is after you get repairs or even windshield replacements. Mm. It's not just about popping in a new part. It's about making sure all the sensors and systems are talking to each other properly.
So even in a high-tech Mercedes, sometimes you need that old-school mechanic know-how.
Exactly. And it's not just the ADS systems. The article also talks about connected services and the MBUX infotainment system.
Oh, yeah.
These are great features, but you know how it is with software updates.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they can cause glitches. It's like those frustrations you have with your phone or your computer just amplified in a car.
So it's like having a mini computer on wheels with all the good and the bad that comes with it.
Exactly.
So regular checks with certified technicians are probably a good idea.
Absolutely. It's all about staying ahead of those potential issues and making sure your Mercedes's brain is as sharp as its looks.
I like that. All right, let's switch gears for a minute and talk about the electric and hybrid world.
Oh, way.
Because Mercedes has been expanding its lineup in this area. But how does all of this play out in Texas where everything is bigger distances are vast?
It's a great question. The article brings up some key considerations for electric and hybrid Mercedes owners in Texas.
Oh, okay.
And the first thing is that heat we keep talking about can really affect the battery's range and how long it lasts.
So you're saying that romantic road trip across Texas in your electric Mercedes might require a little more planning when it comes to charging stops?
Yeah, you might want to map those out. Hmm. And while charging infrastructure is definitely growing in cities like Dallas and Austin, longer trips might still need some strategy.
Okay, so it's not as easy as just filling up at a gas station.
Not yet. But hey, driving a Mercedes electric car does have its perks, especially in Texas, where gas prices can be all over the place.
True. So maybe you need to plan your route a bit more carefully. But you're cruising around in style, saving money on gas, and doing something good for the environment.
Exactly. You got it.
It sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
All right, so we've covered the Mercedes strengths, the Texas challenges, and how to keep things running smoothly. But there's so much more to explore about Mercedes ownership here in Texas.
Oh, yeah. Tons.
Before we dive into the next part of our deep dive, I have a question for you, our listeners.
Yeah.
What are you most curious about when it comes to owning a Mercedes in Texas?
Yeah. What questions do you have as we keep exploring this world?
We'll be back soon to get into all of that.
Sounds good.
See you then. All right. Welcome back to our Mercedes-Benz deep dive. I'm ready to keep going.
Yeah.
I want to know, is it really worth it to own a Mercedes in Texas? I mean, we're talking luxury cars here. Are they worth the investment?
Well, that's a big question, isn't it? And the article we've been looking at actually tackles that head on. It gives some pretty good arguments for why it can make sense, especially for Texans.
Okay, I'm all ears. Convince me.
All right, well, first think about safety. Mercedes consistently gets top marks in safety ratings, which is super important when you're driving in a state with those wide open highways. And let's be honest, sometimes unpredictable conditions.
Yeah, you've got those sudden downpours that can turn roads into like slip and slides. And then there are always those construction zones that seem to appear out of nowhere.
Exactly. So knowing your car is built with safety as a top priority, that definitely adds some peace of mind.
For sure. But what about those repair costs we talked about earlier? Mm. Doesn't that kind of cancel out the safety benefits?
That's a fair point, but here's the thing. Mercedes are known for how tough they are. They're designed to last, and if you take care of them, they can run like a dream for years. Remember those 200,000 milestones we talked about?
Yeah.
That's not just a marketing trick. That's proof that they're built to last.
So it's kind of like investing in a good pair of boots. You know, they might cost more up front, but they'll last forever and handle whatever you throw at them.
Exactly. And when you're ready to sell or trade in your Mercedes, you'll probably get more back compared to other luxury brands. They tend to hold their value really well.
So it's like a financial boomerang. You put in the money, you take care of it, and you get some back later.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. But let's be real. There's more to it than just numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Owning a Mercedes is about the whole experience, that feeling of driving something special.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You can't ignore those intangible benefits, that sense of style, that touch of luxury, the prestige that comes with it. It's all part of the package.
Yeah, it's like you're driving a piece of art. You're turning heads wherever you go.
I think that's a great way to put it. But like with any big decision, you got to weigh the good and the bad. And this article, it doesn't just praise Mercedes. It points out some potential downsides too, especially for us Texans.
Okay, so let's talk about those downsides.
Yeah.
What should people be prepared for if they're thinking about getting a Mercedes?
Well, as we mentioned before, maintenance costs can be a bit higher than your average car. And even though you have that standard warranty, those repair bills can still add up, especially as the car gets older.
So it's not just about the sticker price. You got to think about those long-term costs, too.
Exactly. And, you know, we talked about that Texas heat. Some Mercedes, especially older models, they can be prone to electrical problems in that intense heat.
So it's like a delicate dance. You've got this amazing, powerful machine, but you got to pay attention to its needs, especially in a tough environment like Texas.
That's a great way to put it. You got to understand the challenges and be ready to take those preventative measures.
Okay. So we got the maintenance and the heat to think about. Anything else?
Well, if you're someone who's really environmentally conscious, then fuel consumption might be something to consider. Mercedes is making progress with electric and hybrid options, but a lot of their models still use gas.
Right. So you're weighing that desire for a luxurious driving experience with your environmental values.
Exactly. It's all about finding that balance. And that's where personal preference and your individual needs come into play. There's no right answer for everyone.
So it's not just about whether you can afford a Mercedes. It's about whether it fits your lifestyle and what's important to you.
You got it. And the article really encourages people to think about all those things before they jump in.
It's like choosing a vacation destination. Sure, that tropical island looks amazing in the pictures, but it might not be the right fit for your travel style or your budget. You got to do your research.
I love that analogy. You got to make sure it aligns with your reality.
Right. Okay, so we've covered the practical stuff, the pros and cons, the financial side of things. But there's also an emotional side to owning a car, especially a luxury car like a Mercedes. It's more than just transportation. It's a statement.
You're hitting the nail on the head. A car can be a reflection of who you are, your style, what you've accomplished. And for a lot of people owning a Mercedes, it represents years of hard work and reaching their goals.
It's like finally buying your dream home or taking that trip you've always wanted to take. It's more than just a thing. It's a symbol of something you've achieved.
Exactly. And that emotional connection, it can make owning a car so much more rewarding. It can turn those daily commutes into something you look forward to. Those weekend drives become adventures, and even just running errands feels a little bit luxurious.
Yeah, it's not just about the car itself. It's about the feeling you get when you're driving it, the experience. It opens up the memories you make.
Absolutely. And that's something people don't always talk about. The emotional side of owning a car is just as important as all that practical stuff.
So if you're thinking about a Mercedes, don't just look at the specs and the features. Think about how it makes you feel, how it fits into your life, how it could even make you happier.
I love that. That's such a great takeaway. It's about finding a car that not only does what you need it to do, but also brings you joy, adds a touch of luxury to your everyday life.
Okay, so as we head into the last part of our deep dive, I want to challenge our listeners to think bigger. We've been talking about Mercedes now, but the car world is constantly changing, and the future of driving in Texas, it's full of possibilities.
You're right. The industry is evolving so quickly with all this new technology, new fuel sources, new ways to experience driving.
So as we wrap up this part, let's shift our focus to the future. How is Mercedes adapting to these changes, and what does that mean for Texas drivers in the years to come?
I'm ready to jump into the future. Let's explore all those innovations and trends and possibilities that might shape what luxury driving looks like tomorrow.
Buckle up, everyone. We're about to take a ride into the future of Mercedes-Benz in Texas. Welcome back, everyone, for the final part of our Mercedes deep dive, and this is where things get really interesting. We're going to shift gears from the present and hit the gas towards the future.
I like it.
We've talked about what it's like to own a Mercedes right now in Texas, but the automotive world, it never stands still.
That's for sure.
So let's talk about what's on the horizon.
You know, it's amazing. The car landscape is changing so fast. It's electric vehicles, self-driving features, all this connected car tech. It's like we're living in a sci-fi movie.
I know, right? It's mind-blowing. So where does Mercedes fit into all of this? How are they keeping up with all these changes?
Well, one of the biggest things is electric vehicles. Mercedes is really stepping up their game there. They've already got a bunch of electric models out, like the EQS we mentioned before.
Yeah, we talked about how Texas can be tough on EVs with the heat and the charging situation, especially for those long road trips.
Right, but that's where it gets exciting. Mercedes is tackling those issues head on. They're investing a ton in battery technology that can handle extreme temperatures, so you'll be able to drive those long distances without your battery giving up on you.
So no more range anxiety on those Dallas to Austin trips.
Yeah, that's the idea. And they're working on expanding their charging network, too, making it easier to find those charging stations, even when you're out in the middle of nowhere.
All right, so that's the electric side of things. What about those self-driving features everyone's talking about? Is Mercedes getting into that?
Oh, yeah, big time. They're actually one of the leaders in self-driving technology. They've been developing all these driver assistance systems that are getting us closer and closer to a world where cars can basically drive themselves.
Okay, so imagine you're stuck in rush hour traffic in Houston.
Hmm.
Instead of getting stressed, you just let your Mercedes take over while you relax,
Yeah. Listen
to music, maybe even get some work done.
Exactly. It's like having your own personal chauffeur. But we gotta be realistic here. Self-driving tech is still a work in progress. There are a lot of rules and safety things to figure out before it becomes the norm in Texas.
So it's not quite here yet, but it's definitely coming.
Mm.
It's pretty amazing to see how Mercedes is pushing the limits and changing the way we think about driving.
And you know, it's not just about the tech itself. It's about how it all comes together in the Mercedes experience.
What do you mean by that?
Well, think about it. It's not enough to just have a car that can drive itself. It's about having a car that's connected to your life, that anticipates what you need, that makes everything easier and more enjoyable.
Okay, now I'm really interested. So are you saying, like, my Mercedes will know to order my coffee on the way to work?
That's the kind of thinking we're talking about. Mercedes wants to create this whole ecosystem where your car is more than just a car. It's like a digital sidekick, a mobile office, an entertainment hub all in one.
I'm loving this. It's like having a personal assistant on wheels that takes care of everything and makes my life more luxurious.
You got it. And that's really where Mercedes is going. The future of luxury isn't just about fancy interiors and powerful engines. It's about being connected, having personalized experiences, and making everything feel effortless.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground, haven't we? From the basics of how a Mercedes is built to all this futuristic stuff,
Oh. It's
been quite a ride.
It has. We've seen how Mercedes are made to last, but the Coney one in Texas takes a little extra effort because of the heat and the roads.
Right. We talked about how those repair bills can be higher and that premium gas adds up. But we also learned that Mercedes hold their value pretty well. So it's not a bad investment.
And let's not forget that feeling you get when you're behind the wheel of a Mercedes. It's about style. It's about prestige. It's about the pure joy of driving a car that's truly special.
We even took a peek into the future and saw how Mercedes is going all in on electric vehicles, self-driving cars, and all that amazing connected tech. They're really shaping a new era of driving that's more sustainable, more personalized, and honestly, just more fun.
It's an exciting time to be a car enthusiast, that's for sure. So if you're thinking about joining the Mercedes family, or if you're already a proud owner, remember this, you're not just buying a car, you're becoming part of something bigger. It's a legacy of innovation, craftsmanship, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
And as we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with something to think about.
The car world is constantly evolving. So what role will brands like Mercedes play in the future of driving?
Mm.
Not just here in Texas, but everywhere.
That's a question that'll keep us all talking and wondering for years to come. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of Mercedes-Benz. Until next time, happy driving.